Welcome back to the TIP TV Finance Show, sponsored by Trade Signaler. I'm joined here again by James Helliwell, Head of Markets. Got to get your title right. I said Head of Everything, but Head of Markets, is there's nothing else, is there, really?
You do flatter. It's all about markets.
At the Lex Van Dam Trading Academy. Right, you've got a few slides of your own to go through, or we can go through now.
Indeed.
First, the dollar index. I love the word confluence. What does it mean?
It's an artsy term that I learned for essentially when multiple levels of potential resistance overlay or overlap, I should say. And in the case of the dollar index, you can see, I won't explain the various retracements here, but essentially according to Fibonacci, the first and foremost, the blue line, the light blue line in the middle, 96.22, I believe it is the midpoint of the 18-month or so range in the dollar. So given that it's been range bound, that's essentially a line in the sand for whether we're in the upper or lower half, whether it's like strengthen and weaken. And then we've got some retracement levels there as well. Now, overhead resistance appears to be around, if we get the red line correct, 95.24, maybe a touch higher, sorry, 96.24, which actually overlays with the 23% retracement level as well from the initial jobs move back in July. So that's the level I'm looking at for overhead resistance. If that breaks and we get a close above 96.82, the upper dotted red line, that's the retracement resistance, then we may well break higher, and I think we'll take out the top at 97.57, so 97.60 set last month. So for me, being fundamentally having a short bias on the dollar, I don't think it's a particularly strong view, because I don't think anybody really knows or should guess what's going on. It has been technically driven, but this is, these are levels that I'm watching.
Doesn't this suggest that people actually believe Yellen when she says she's going to raise rates?
I think
September,
it's just a market.
Or December, right?
It's a market correcting the excessive pessimism or really overconfidence in their, you know, kind of anti-establishment view where, you know, we're short central bankers and whatever they say, ignore them and we know better than them and all the rest. They just take the foot off the accelerator a little in terms of their view and asserting that. So the risk was always to the upside, and that's what we've seen.
Okay, let's go for the next market, which, this was interesting. This is an interesting...
So given that we've taken a look at the dollar, I wanted to frame kind of the commodity checklist that we look at the Academy in the context of crude oil and gold. So this is just an arbitrary score that I've applied to each of the five factors for crude that we look at and the six factors that we look at for gold. And you can see that we've got a slight positive for each. Now, the US dollar isn't factored into gold, and if that were to continue to rise, then it could be a small minus. But real interest rates, essentially, in the case of gold at the top, are still coming down. We feel particularly if inflation expectations continue to rise, and that translates into realized inflation.
Well, so you're saying that even if inflation goes up, rates will not be raised in direct proportion to that.
This is where we look a little bit further out, and you have a bit more of a view, which in the short term, you know, price proves it wrong until price behaves accordingly. I think this goes back to the idea, my personal belief, that the Fed would allow, they'd be behind the curve in terms of inflation, not the yield curve, but as we were talking about earlier, but in terms of letting inflation really break out before the risk increasing rates. They want it to surge first. Before the hike, they really want to like properly nail inflation then when it's on the way down.
So. Yeah, but don't they also, as they're up to the eyeballs in debt themselves, don't they actually want to deflate the real value of debt?
Yeah, that's true. So positive inflation is great for them.
And
so
the other, that's why they'll let it out of the box. Other point is that, you know, we've got all these, you know, inflation is supposed to be 0.5% or 1%,
yeah,
or it's not really that, is it? It's about 5%. The real things, which, you know, if you factored in property, factored in things like, you know, a cup of coffee, all these things, they're going up for the usual 5%, 10% a year, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And even mobile phone tariffs, a much more micro example, but I recall a couple of years ago, an unspecified mobile phone network carrier decided to raise increase the prices according to RPI rather than CPI. And for the man on the street, they probably just go, oh, well, it's inflation. But of course, RPI runs a lot higher. And this was back when UK inflation was negative, probably 2015, roughly 2014, 2015. And that was the reason why. So they squeeze out 2, 3% rather than, you know, basically no price.
Yeah, but this is the other squeeze. Wages are going, real wages are going down.
Absolutely.
Unless you've got, you know, unless you're a genius, so you have, you know, you have, you can, well, it's on prices are going up, especially with anything where there's, where the pricing power is there, it goes up by a massive amount, as in the case of real estate. And then on the other side, the wages are going down in real terms as well.
And fewer people, or lesser proportion of the population, particularly younger people, are owners of assets. They're leasers, renters, sharers, and so on.
Well, they're just poor.
It's very different.
Poor and suffering.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, but at least you're young. That's the main thing.
Right.
Crude oil.
Okay, so having taken a look at crude, we saw it as a small positive. I personally have been short since $47. It was actually on the way up where it went, traded as high as 49. So I was taken out a little bit there, but remained in the trade. So I'd expect this screen was taken before yesterday's inventory data, which came in. I believe crude slid around 2.5%, so it was on a 45 handle, as they say.
Yeah.
So most likely, I haven't checked the price today, but I imagine it's around 45.22, the first support level in gold. So I still believe that $39 is the pivot for bulls. That's fairly clear. It's a line in the sand. I don't believe that'll be broken as it stands currently. The dollar would really have to surge, or the crude fundamental data would really have to deteriorate. And from what we've seen, it could do. But from what we've seen on the scorecard, it's kind of neutral to slightly positive for crude. So it's really a dollar story. Unless the dollar rips higher, then I wouldn't expect crude to collapse as such below $43. So I expect it to pull back to between $43 and $45 before continuing to the upside. But again, this isn't necessarily a high conviction trade. This is a 4-hour chart. It's just kind of assessing where we are with crude for people to, yeah, hopefully kind of measure it against their opinion.
Okay, we've just got a couple of slides to go.
Yeah, and the final one is gold. So similarly, small positive. We did see this trade 1307, I believe, yesterday, the intraday low. I imagine we closed above that. I didn't check it into the end of the session or this morning. You can see that it overlays to the prior high going back around 6 months ago, before we broke above the 1300 range.
1305 at the moment.
Yeah, so around 1308. So it sounds as though we may well close below there. I think the jobs report tomorrow will create some volatility. Well, it certainly will create volatility.
No, I mean, that's the other thing, probably the final thing to ask you. Let's say there's a massive jobs report, you know, but massive figures like 280, 300 or something like that. That's going to strengthen the dollar massively, isn't it? And there's going to be carnage in gold, carnage in oil, carnage in the markets or not?
People like to talk carnage, and it's exciting to anticipate.
I'm just trying to create a bit of excitement there, but
reality is you stay calm, you know your levels. In gold, personally, I'm not that excited about 1300, 1308. If it gets down to between 1250 and 1266, as you can see on the level there, then it's very, very interesting to rebuy, because I'm still holding the long. So,
okay, great. Join the club.
Join the club. Lex Van Dam Training Academy, where we go through each of the themes every month. In addition to the weekly market reports, where some of the charts and indicators and data are taken from in the club and are available, you can get a 7-day free trial there if you head to lexvandam.com, and you can hear a full 2-hour recording of us going through each month, Lex and I, each of the trade ideas, not just the ones that have been featured, but much more.
Wonderful. James Helliwell, Head of Markets for the Lex Van Dam Trading Academy. Thanks for being with us today. We will be back after the break.